Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading Joel chapter 2 verses 12 to 13. Joel chapter 2 verses 12 to 13. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Amen. Before we get into these two verses a little bit deeper, I do want to share just a little bit of context as to what this chapter is all about in Joel 2. You see, the day of the Lord is coming. In the first 11 verses of Joel chapter 2, the prophet Joel warns of the people of Judah and Jerusalem that the day of the Lord, the day of judgment, is coming. And these first 11 verses go into great detail as to just how great and powerful this army is going to be. There is a great and powerful army that will be coming. But Joel says in verse 12, yet even now, the Lord declares through Joel, yet even now. These three words offer hope for the people of Judah and for us today. Yet even now, return to me with all your heart. And these two verses, and kind of actually, if you read a little bit further, it talks about that this judgment, the judgment of God, can be averted if they wholeheartedly return to the Lord. And this is actually a significant command, and I want to just share three reasons why. The first reason is that the people of Judah and Jerusalem were reliant on grain and drink offerings, not an offering of their heart. In Joel chapter 1, the prophet Joel calls all the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem to lament and return to the Lord, because there is going to be a locust plague that comes. And we see that it does come, and it actually destroys both their wine and their grain. And this makes it really hard. It makes it impossible for the people of God to present offerings in the temple. If you know anything about, history about, the Jewish people and their sacrifices for their sins, they were required to offer up different types of offerings for different types of sins and different types of repentance. And they would offer up these grain and drink offerings to the Lord. But this locust invasion forced God's people to no longer resort to the physical offerings in the temple, but now they are called to a spiritual offering of their hearts. This call to repentance requires not merely just a physical offering of their grain and their wine, but it's to give their heart. And that's why it says in verse 12, return to the Lord. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. This shows us that the Lord wants us to come back to him with a genuine repentance, weeping and mourning over the ways that they have turned away from the Lord and lived in their own sin. And he says, return to me. Turn away from your sin. Turn away from your idolatry and turn to me. That's the first thing that I want to share with you guys, that this call to repentance requires a sacrifice of our hearts. The second thing I want to share is that anytime the prophet uses your here, it's not a singular your, it's a collective your. This repentance is not just an individual repentance. It is an individual repentance, but it's also much more than that. It's talking about the whole people of God. It's a collective repentance. And I believe this is the same for us today as Symphony Church, as the people of God. We are called to collectively repent of our sins, of our idolatry, of the ways that we have put ourselves over one another, the ways that we have lived in division and not in unity, the ways that we haven't been eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There's so many ways I feel like we have fallen short of what it means to be the people of God. And he calls us not only individually, but to collectively return to him with all of our hearts. And the third thing I want to share is that this call to repentance is also a call to remember. It's not merely just to come back to him just because he says we should, but it's a call to remember. The prophet Joel reminds the people of Judah of what is said about Yahweh in Exodus 34, verse 6. And it says pretty much exactly the same thing verbatim. The Lord, your God, is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. That is who our God is. He is the God who delivered Israel out of the hands of the Egyptians. And he is the God who is going to deliver the people of Judah and Jerusalem out of the day of judgment. And he is the same God today for us. The day of judgment, the day of the Lord, will come when Jesus returns. But we can return to the Lord. And we can repent. And we can enter into his rest. He is the one who relents over disaster. He is gracious and merciful to forgive us our sins. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. These are the three things that I see in our passage today, that the Lord calls us to not merely give physical offerings. Perhaps those physical offerings today might look like serving more in the church. Well, that is important, but that is not what God ultimately desires. He wants an offering of our hearts. He calls us to be living sacrifices that are holy and pleasing to him. And this is not an individual repentance, but this is a collective repentance for the whole people of God, for the Big C Church, and also all the local churches to repent and to turn to him. And he calls us to do this as we remember who our God is. The Lord our God, who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He is the one who relents over disaster. Let's return to the Lord with all of our hearts today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you give us these three words. Yet, even now. Thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of calamity and impending destruction, Lord, you give us these three words of hope. Yet, even now. And so, Lord, we want to receive that hope once again today. Yet even now, let us return to you, O God, with all of our hearts, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Lord, may we rend our hearts to you, not merely our physical offerings or the things that we do in our lives, but, Lord, that our hearts will be pleasing to you, God. And, Lord, we remember, God, that you are who you say you are. You are the Lord our God, who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that it's never too late to come back to you. So, Lord, I pray, God, if any of us, Lord, who are listening right now, Lord, maybe it's been a while since we've actually returned to you with all of our heart. We've just been kind of going through the emotions of of Christian life, but Lord, we haven't really returned to you with all of our heart. God, I pray that that would happen today for each and every one of my brothers and sisters, Lord. We thank you and we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining, everyone, and I hope that you can continue to return to the Lord with all your heart today. Have a great day.